Mexican's hand. I don't touch people, let alone filthy Mexican gloves that could have AIDS on them.
I don't see how you work in a coal mine with all that.
I don't work in a coal mine.
I mean, a mushroom mine. What's the difference?
Mine.
Both going to collapse on your ass.
It's the only underground mushroom mine in America. And yeah. We have a bunch of illegals there. It really is not, like, it's not a safe place.
But how do you work there being, like, this germaphobe? Unless you overstated it and overdid it.
Maybe. I never overdid the germaphobia.
I don't know. There was a time you used to, like, wash your hands.
I still do.
I wash my hands with rubbing alcohol.
Well, so I guess it wasn't overdone.
And it wasn't too long ago, I actually had a bunch of fucking little hand sanitizers that I kept in my pocket.
That's kind of...
And there's as soon as we got out of work, I shower.
I don't like the smell of that stuff.
And before and after, I see, when we clock in, we punch in a number, and we put our hand on this thing that recognizes our hand. That's kind of cool.
A fucking mushroom?
Yeah.
Has that?
It's like, there's something there. Like, no. You know how I have conspiracies about shit?
Yeah.
There's something going on there that's odd.
Probably because
there's
of
plenty of it. There's plenty of evidence to suggest. I just haven't figured it out yet. Toxic waste, something, I don't know. I'll figure it out.
You'll find out in the lawsuit in a couple years.
There's a fucking hand thing. And I always, before and after, I put hand sanitizer.
Do the Mexicans have to put their hands on that? Well, then they're illegal then, so wouldn't that be in the database?
Dude, the government's in on it with them. The government brings them to the mushroom mines. If you think that these illegals are getting in just by themselves, you're fucking wrong, dude. The government is bringing them in.
But in the only mushroom mine in America, they need cheap labor. Below minimum wage.
It's like there are other mushroom farms. I wonder what it would be like to work at a mushroom farm.
Probably be much better.
Outside of the underground one. Because, like, it's cold outside now. Would they work in greenhouses? It's an And you know what? I know way too much about mushrooms now. And that fucking job follows you. For instance, I'm bitching about it now. When I'm at my house, I'm with 6 or 7 people who work there or have worked there. You talk about it. You talk about the people who work there. You talk about shit pick. You talk about this pick. You talk about that pick.
It
fucking follows you.
I got some breaking news I read earlier. They, actually, these scientists found a way to hook up a brain to, like, a computer screen. And when they're... Okay, let's say they're reading a word. The letter A, specifically, because that's what this example was. But when it was... The human eye, it was reading the letter A, and it took from the brain and put the image on a computer from the brain.
I have a question.
So we're once... Like, they can't do imagination yet, images from the brain, but they can do, like, stuff you're reading or looking at. So that's, like, one step away from, like... You putting your imagination onto a screen, and then that's another step away from, like, them implanting shit in your brain to see what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Like, so let's say you're thinking about fucking children or something. That's coming up on the TV screen. Your ass is going to prison for being some kind of pervert.
We're that close away from Minority Report.
I was really surprised that they're able to do this. Like, I don't even understand how they would be able to take images from the
brain. That's cool that you went that route, because when you were talking about that, I was thinking about putting my brain into a machine and living forever. That's sort of like the way I
thought. No, I was thinking of making like paintings or something from my head, or like thinking of some kind of weird porn shit and putting it on paper and never.
Oh, and by the way, some dumb bitch who I fucking can't stand that I work with, fuck, I have pictures of her naked. I'll show you.
Is she fat?
She's not fat. I actually kind of think she's hot and she has great tits.
I want to see it.
They're not full naked. They're like tit shots and she's trying to cover their cell phone pictures. It's like I got dirt on, like, you know, it's awesome, though, but you can kind of...
We'll post them.
Where do you have these at? They're on my email.
Okay,
I'll show you. I'll show you one of the fucking retards I work with who are dumb enough to send naked pictures of themselves through fucking... And now of me, I have them. And I'm going to do very evil things with them. I'm warning you. I'm going to do very terrible things with these pictures. And have already.
Do you read that study about...
I'll leave that to the imagination.
About us living to 1,000 years?
That's stupid. Total
medical
bullshit.
Medical technology continues in the same, plot graph, then we should be able to live to 1,000.
We?
Yes.
Or people in a whole? Or you mean this generation?
Like 40 and under.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Technology is going to plateau before that, I'd like to think.
I don't want it to plateau. I'd like to live to be 1,000.
Yeah, we could play Highlander.
But I also like to think that if I live to be 1,000, I'd be pretty brittle and, like, bedridden. For 600
according to Jace, the study Jason read, though, that it slows down your everything. So
like they found a way to fix your DNA to stop from that, so you repair normally, so you look like normal.
I don't believe it. It sounds like horseshit.
So you don't get older.
It does sound like science fiction.
It's probably a very
because
biased study.
The whole brain thing I was talking about, I actually saw the pictures of it and stuff, and You know, but you, what you're talking about,
I saw
this
a
could be
of a 1,000-year-old.
We didn't.
Bullshit.
Speaking of 1,000-year-olds, that brings me back to vampires. It brings us back to Twilight.
Oh, yeah,
we
never did Twilight.
So what other a fad was there with, like, for teenage girls before this? The emo, like...
I'm not an emo teenage girl.
I'm not trying
I
to say, like, the Dark Knight type of thing, like that type of thing,
is
where
one of your cousins,
their shirts are all in the Hot Topic place.
No one show up.
I know, dude, I'm glad they are, because I got to buy them.
I know I'm bringing Hot Topic up a lot lately, but...
Oh, fucking Hot Topic! You want to talk about Hot Topic? Brad Wallace.
He works there?
Brad Wallace works there.
Oh, that's not surprising.
I fucking hate that
kid. Brad Wallace is this nerd kid who wore those Invader Zim shirts, which that show was mildly entertaining,
and had a fucking Nightmare Before Christmas backpack.
I like that movie.
Would you have a Nightmare Before Christmas
backpack? No, I saw that movie in theaters when I was like four, okay?
I always hated it.
I watched it. The last time I watched it was when I was like six.
Even as a child, when I seen it, I was like, fuck Tim Burton.
I tried to watch it recently, and then...
He's like, oh, I'm Jack. I'm dark and evil. Oh.
Danny Elfman did the voice for that, which he did the theme song for The Simpsons.
Yeah.
King of the Hill's canceled.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that.
I wouldn't call it canceled since it's getting one more season. It's ended.
King of the Hill, they really ran out of ideas. I quit watching.
I did too.
I saw this episode with this internet thing. I don't know if you saw that episode where they introduced the internet on the show. And, like, they have to go talk on, like, MySpace or whatever. And they have a website about the, Strickland Propane, and this bitch writes up a big demeaning website or something. It's not interesting.
I got a Facebook.
Yeah.
I thought you had to be in, like, high school to have a Facebook.
Not anymore.
No, dude.
Your
Facebook is, like, college kids, mostly. College kids and retards.
I don't care.
Like, fucking...
I don't even fucking get on it.
Twilight's gay, first of all. Okay, I'm a devout vampire fan. Alright, I fucking love vampire fiction. And you know what? I love vampire fiction so much that I could watch fucking Blade and Underworld and get fucking gun action movies. And then I could turn around and fucking read or watch an Anne Rice fucking movie or book. Alright, the fucking vampire romance, if you will. Alright, which is what Twilight is. Twilight is a vampire romance. What differs between Twilight being a vampire romance is... It's an emo romance for fucking 16-year-old girls.
Did you
girls.
See the way the vampire looks in this movie?
Okay, first of all, the fucking vampires, they live in the woods, right? They don't eat people, even the bad ones. The bad ones don't even fucking aren't evil and eat people. What they do is, they fucking bears. Eat bears.
That's not the same thing as human blood.
They just up and eat bears.
Can they go into sunlight? What's the rule for these
guys? They
go
into sunlight, they don't die, and when they're in sunlight, they twinkle like fairies.
What about garlic and whatnot?
I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I just know enough to bitch.
And these are, like, vampire stereotypes, because not all, like, vampires originally even... I think sunlight wasn't even an issue.
I don't like the sunlight thing, because someone added that at one point and it caught on.
I like the sunlight thing.
I like the sunlight thing, too.
It adds something different to it.
I like the sunlight when it's scalable, like, depending on...
Well, it's scalable. See, you know what really pisses me off is the bitch who actually writes the Twilight novels wrote the Sookie Stackhouse novels.
Never heard of it.
Which is what True Blood is based on. And I love True Blood. That's a fucking phenomenal show.
So maybe you'll like the movie Twilight.
No, I won't. It's completely different. Two different people. It's different. It's like, in Twilight, they twinkle like fairies in daylight. In True Blood, he fucking burns to death slowly in daylight. It's a slow, painful, agonizing death.
Why do they twinkle?
I don't know why they twinkle!
Why don't they just do nothing and explain that that's a myth?
But fucking... Yeah, it's just like, oh yeah, hey, we're in daylight. We twinkle like fairies.
You know, I have a problem with these HBO shows, by the way. Like, I'm not saying they're not good, but I just, like, Dexter, that's the show time, I don't give a shit. Like, Dexter and that Rome show and all this stuff.
Rome,
like,
was awesome.
They're always, like, after The Sopranos now, every fucking new week they're coming out with some new groundbreaking, awesome, critically acclaimed show on the channels I don't get.
I don't get HBO either. My fucking uncle canceled every one of our movie channels.
Like, it's hard as hell to keep up.
Even Encore.
To keep up with these shows.
He's like, I pay $60 for it, and I'm fucking tired of it. And I was like, cool.
People didn't like Cavemen, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Cavemen was awesome. And it better get a DVD release.
There's something you may not know. In Australia, there was 12 episodes.
Yeah, Australia got
it. There's 6 episodes we didn't get to see. Yeah. That we probably will never see unless you, like, download it.
We could find these.
Fuck Australia. That's another reason I hate them.
Apparently there was a Christmas-themed episode. They even go in to explain, like, the cavemen's, they have different games and ceremonies, and one of the three characters is a hunter, one of them's a gatherer, and one of them's, a thinker or something. Like, they go in to explain all the whole caveman culture stuff. We didn't even get the good in-depth shit.
Yeah, because fucking dumbasses. Who but can't appreciate well, a fucking perfect...
It was Charlie Brown's fault.
Well, like, some of it was in-depth, like the...
And then the strike.
Yeah.
Like the caveman women and shit. They were starting to explain everything about it, the lore.
That was a good show. Fucking good show. We just canceled it. Fuck you.
They still do the commercials,
ABC.
Though.
You know, you fucking cancel a groundbreaking show like Cavemen, and then in the fucking next season, you buy Scrubs, so you can fucking
do
that show.
I hate that show.
So you can do that, the same fucking thing for 7 more years.
Zach Braff is not funny. He's not entertaining looking.
He's an asshole in real life.
Obviously, he you should see the fucking, like, this Garden State and these stupid movies he does. You can't be not an asshole and make movies like this. Like, Scrubs is just not funny.
You know,
the best characters are, like that, like the JD character, whatever that guy's name is, the black dude, Turk.
Yeah, the JD would be Zach
Braff. And, no, I hate fucking, that Dr. Cox guy. I'm sorry. I hate his fucking monologues where he goes, then working away now, like, shut the fuck up. This guy, and then he's doing these fucking Miller Lite commercials or whatever it is, and it does the same thing, and it just, I want to punch him in the face because I've loved him in Surviving the Game, because he played this doctor who, like, wanted to get out, and they just shoot him in the head.
He's awesome in Platoon.
Yeah.
Car 54, where are you?
He's
an awesome guy.
He's not a bad actor, but now he's falling into this dumbass character from Scrubs. He's ruining his career when he could be doing so many good things. He has so much potential to be a character actor, and he's not fulfilling it. It annoys me.
Like, you got really passionate about...
I hate it when that happens. I can't even remember. There's another actor who did this and just kept doing the same role and they ruined themselves.
Bruce Campbell?
No, Bruce Campbell isn't even good to any degree.
I like him in Burn Notice. You still like that show?
I like Burn Notice, but I missed pretty much the entire second season.
Oh, yeah, he's good in Burn Notice. I'll give him that.
Season. I watched, like, a little bit.
He should do some more serious roles, because this, what the hell was this movie? Fucking Get Bruce or something. It came out. The plot looked good, but it turns out it's actually just a bunch of dumb fan service. Like,
you know what?
Army of Darkness.
Fuck Bruce Campbell right now. We're talking about Burn Notice. Let's talk about the fucking Dominic, whatever. Like, the main character, he, I think, is going to go on to do great things. Because he was in a movie...
Jeremy Donovan, right?
I think that's his name. Something like that.
He was in the Blair Witch 2.
Okay. Outside of that shitty movie.
You hated that guy.
He did this... Yeah, I did. And you know what? I watched Burn Notice, and guess what? I liked it, all right?
I haven't been keeping up with it.
That's a classic thing. That's a classic Andrew that I hate things before I give it a chance, because I just hate things. But fucking... He was in a movie with Angelina Jolie a couple months ago. And I think it was one of the Clint Eastwood ones that are definitely going to be Oscar nominated.
Shit, what the hell is that called?
Changeling.
I don't know. No, maybe Changeling. Maybe. I don't know. But it was about...
Yeah, with a kidnapped child.
Yeah.
I put him in the same camp with that Kendra bitch from Girls Next Door that doesn't move his teeth when he talks all the time.
What are you doing? What are you talking on the radio show for?
You know, you'll notice it.
More and more you try to get on the radio show?
Burn Notice kind of reminds me like kind of like the good parts of James Bond a little bit. Or MacGyver mixed with James Bond or something, where he makes his own, like, all these cool devices and shit.
And he has the monologue.
And I watched the James Bond movie all the way through for the first time, License to Kill, and I liked it. Because it didn't focus on, like, most James Bond movies always focus on him and the love interest. And those parts always bore me because, let's face it, I want to see people get shot. And this was about a fucking drug dealer. This wasn't even about a guy taking over the world. Like, they had this piece of meat hanging down in a shark tank. And there's a shark there, and they hang the dude up. So when the shark eats a piece of meat, the guy's falling in and gets his legs eaten. He lives though. But it was cool. This was a James Bond movie with Timothy Dalton. This was the last one. And I thought it was really good. I think he might be my favorite James Bond. Maybe next to...
Wasn't he like one movie?
Daniel Craig's the best Bond.
I haven't seen Casino Royale yet. But I also like Pierce Brosnan. A lot of people hate him.
I fucking hate Pierce Brosnan. I can't stand him.
The GoldenEye game,
GoldenEye game is awesome. But then again, there's the other one. That wasn't so awesome. That everyone likes more than GoldenEye for some reason.
Who?
I don't... I got
the world is not enough.
There was this fucking ski level that I couldn't get past in that game, and I finally beat it, and then I got stuck at this one level where you go underground this tunnel, and you go up, you fight through all this shit, and you have to talk to these people and show these stupid fucking passport things and go through this long, shitty dialogue with shitty graphics and everything. I just want to shoot people. So you go down in this tunnel, and you're walking towards the thing. This guy's in an elevator. He's like, the bomb is about to go off. You have 11 seconds. what the fuck? I run backwards, and it just blows up and kills me. There's nowhere to go, because the farther you run backwards, this is a big bomb. This blows up the whole place. There's some kind of secret thing I'm missing. Like, I couldn't get past the ski level.
Cause that was like me and the train.
Yes. Which, by the way, people say that level's easy in Golden Eye. It's not easy, because I don't know where the train is again. I tried to play through the level, couldn't find the train. Where the fuck is the train? The level's confusing. There's like six different fucking train ports. I hate video games.
If you know how to do it, it's pretty easy to do.
I lost my PlayStation. I don't know how.
How the fuck do you lose a PlayStation?
I was, like, taking it up to Ray's house one day, and it's gone.
Did you leave it in a car?
I left it in a car. I left it in Ray's car. It's
blew
not
up.
In, it's not, it's just disappeared.
Maybe that's what made the engine blow up.
I don't know why I was playing 64 the other day. There's also this fucking GoldenEye level that pisses me off. Remember the part you have to escape from jail? Well, I was playing it on the second hardest difficulty level. Or maybe the third, because there's an unlockable difficulty. You get to scale the shit, which I really want to unlock, which is why I'm playing it.
Yeah, you get
but you have to stealth through this prison, and it's fucking impossible, because there's... I just want to kill all of the guards and take out the whole level, because I can, because I'm skilled. But you can't. They keep respawning, and they... put alarms in there. It's like, it just pisses me off. I don't even want to go into it. I don't know why I even bother playing 64 games like that and getting all worked up over nothing.
Just fucking move on. Like,
I have nothing else to do. It was like Thanksgiving weekend,
which we were gonna fucking do a radio show, and I fucked that up.
There's nothing on TV on Thanksgiving other than fucking...
What is up with this old people sitting in a bathtub? Naked.
I don't know,
thing.
Shut up, get off the radio show, you fucking
no,
prick.
I wanna
you didn't even
it.
Set up the fucking thing, you don't deserve to be
I
on
set
here.
Up the file for you to double click.
Yeah, and then it fucked up when I opened it, real nice job there.
I moved it.
You're a dickhead, shut up. Point being, I don't know what the point was.
I don't even know how we got into fucking
games. 007, I brought up License to Kill. It was about a drug dealer, which is, it follows the same formula as all James Bond movies, but I thought it was quite different.
The only James Bond movies I like are the Daniel Craig ones.
There's this really clever part in this movie that, I mean, it was really clever, okay? You know how they have, like, charity things on TV where the guy's with the microphone? It's Wayne Newton. So he's talking like one of those charity things where you donate money. So someone will call in, like, the West Mifflin Church or some shit and say, we want 500. But they're using this as a front to buy drugs. So this guy's up here. They're behind the scenes. They're watching it. They call in and say, I'm going to donate $500. And that's how many kilos they want. And how much money they need to raise is how much a kilo thing is or whatever. I was, like, really clever.
That is clever.
And they didn't they should have elaborated a whole movie on this. These big, clever schemes these drug dealers have. But no, they didn't elaborate on it. It just kind of
stupid. Because James Bond sucks.
I liked it. I don't know.
That's a good idea, though.
Yeah, that wasn't very awesome.
I'm thinking we should rewrite it for a different movie where we...
Yeah,
you
fucking
know,
steal it. Who gives a shit?
Because, like, they got a stroke of genius and then...
Well, you can't copyright
an idea.
Kind of like Roy and the Chaos Bracelet. Right?
What stroke of genius?
that was a joke.
I thought you were serious, like there was a concept that he had down.
Well, yeah, it was called Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I've never seen a Sean Connery James Bond movie, and I don't think I want to.
They suck, dude. They're
I tried to watch Goldfinger.
Boring.
I didn't like it. But I don't think
I like
Sean...
Goldfinger.
I'm going to say this. It's going to be controversial. I don't think Sean Connery is that great of an actor in a lot of movies. He's just Sean Connery. Because he doesn't change his appearance. He just has white hair, a beard, and
he never
changes
his accent.
Oh, I'm Sean Connery.
That's close.
It's like Jack Nicholson almost, except for
Sean Connery.
Jack Nicholson started actually making movies.
I'm not trying to be quite that. I'm trying to make fun of an 80-year-old. Fuck, die already!
Is he on your list?
No, I just don't like him.
Like even De Niro sometimes falls into that. He's just playing Robert De Niro or Al Pacino. And actually, I think Al Pacino's a pretty good actor because of, like, compare, like, Scarface to something else he's done, and it's just completely different movies.
Fuck Scarface.
I don't know where the gang culture came from, because I watched that movie again, and I like it, but not for the same reasons, because it's like he's on top of the movie for a total of a 5-minute montage. The rest of it is him struggling to get to the top and then showing how he's never happy and how this is like a stupid fucking thing to do and how this guy's a terrible person, no redeemable qualities, not a cool person, not some kind of good action hero. So I just don't know where these gang people were influenced at. Like, I was watching the second disc of this shitty full-screen fucking thing I have when I was still buying full-screen, which is stupid. But they're talking like, yeah, man, he was ill. This dog came from the ghetto, yo. He came up and he's fucking... he came up, he's pushing and pumping. That's what they said. That's what they said. He's pushing and pumping. He's fucking... He's coming up from nothing. He's rags to riches. He's a real motherfucker. That inspired us in the hood because you didn't have Latinos, man. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like Snoop Dogg. I want to punch Snoop Dogg in the face.
For Rizzles.
The way he talks like pimp. I hate this guy so much. Because he has this show on TV where he has like 7 kids and he's such an unfit fucking parent. This guy walks around, he's carrying a gun and he's a fucking felon, so he should be in prison. And then he's like fucking... If you sing a song
come
about...
Come join my baseball team.
About yayo and all this shit. Like, you're a fucking drug dealer and you do drugs and shit. And you have a pool boy and you talk shit about living in the ghetto and you have a mansion. Shut up. Your kid,
like
he has
Bill
nicknames
O'Reilly.
For his kids. Like, one of his kids is named Brownie or something. Like, what the... How do you have a nickname? Every one of your kids has some kind of ghetto slang nickname. It's fucking ridiculous.
In a semi-related note, I'm actually very excited for the Notorious B.I.G. movie that comes out next month.
Isn't that like a...
It's probably going to make Tupac look like a complete asshole, which I'm
he
probably
was
not
a
gonna,
complete asshole.
But he was very intelligent.
He ruined rap.
If he was so
coming from Mr. fucking Tupac.
Yeah, if he was...
Remember that Mr. fucking Tupac thing he did for a month and a half?
We were pissed off at it.
But now the only rap I listen to is like Ice Cube and...
No, fuck that, dude. You know the rap I listen to? T.I., motherfucker.
I don't listen to any rap. I don't listen to any music. Because then it gets into arguments like this, which is just like a pissing contest. It's but it was Tupac was like, you may say he's intelligent and everything, but that motherfucker should have got away from the gangster shit. Like, Ice Cube was intelligent because as soon as he got money, he went and did shitty family movies.
Yeah, Ice Cube, yeah. I mean, this is a different kind of intelligent. Like, if you've never watched Tupac Resurrection, watch it, because you'll sort of learn to respect the guy and hear him at the same time.
You do realize the night before he was shot, he got into a fight with an opposite gang member. And that's probably why he was shot.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, there's no conspiracy here. He's not alive.
Yeah, no, fuck that, dude. That's dumb. But well, it's like, as he was fucking growing up, he was actually a smart person. It's unfortunate that he stayed like that. Sort of like going into the whole gangster mentality, like the fucking, you know, hey, Pelican, fucking Scarface faggot. This is like, you should be smart enough to stay away from that shit. Especially when you're as smart as this guy was. But anyway, yeah, dude, the big movie looks badass.
What is it, like a drama, or is it...
Yeah, it's like an actual drama. And it looks like, the fucking trailers for it are real fucking cool, dude, because they have his interviews.
Who's playing him in the movie?
Some no-name fat fuck.
Cool.
Who is? It's like big from like when he was a kid up to...
I was thinking Keenan from Keenan.
Keenan, yeah.
Yeah, he's on...
Yeah, I know.
Which, by the way, we didn't even get to talk about this. I fucking hated that Sarah Palin impersonation.
Yeah, that was dumb.
It wasn't funny.
I'm glad you didn't.
Tina Fey isn't funny. I don't like 30 Rock. I never watched it. I never will because I don't think it doesn't look good.
Sometimes it has its moments.
Okay, Alec Baldwin probably is the reason why it's good.
No, fuck that. There's like one character on there that I really enjoy, and he's in my new favorite movie of all time, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. And he's just like this geeky fuck. He's just like this real geeky fuck. And just the way he is a geeky fuck is just really fucking funny. That's the only redeeming quality of 30 Rock, is this fucking geeky fuck on there. It's real funny. Him. Like, he takes that character and he puts it in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and it works.
Yeah, I don't know. Just the Sarah Palin impersonation. I never thought it was funny. I was glad when it was over.
Well, how about Tina Fey? She said it was going to be over no matter who got elected president. She was fucking lying because everyone knew Obama was going to win.
Of course, and they brought her on here, and Saturday Night Live is so liberal, you can tell. So
that's because it's NBC. It's not Saturday Night Live's fault, it's NBC.
They brought
NBC runs a bunch of shit. There's NBC, it's liberal.
And now,
there's CNN, there's CNNBC. It's all liberal because of one fucking fat cat.
And I'm not defending Sarah Palin, because I thought she was a dumb bitch. I don't care what people say. Glenn Beck said she was smart. She wasn't smart, she was stupid.
She was dumb.
But they brought her on and they basically patronized her, and she was too stupid to realize it, that basically they're making fun of her in front of her face.
And she went along with it.
Really, yeah. What could she do?
And what did that get her? Nowhere.
Like, it's not good for politics to lash out.
You know who's going to run? Obama's going to fail as a president because the fucking Clintons, he's surrounded by Clinton. She's treasurer? I can't remember the name of the position now. Secretary of
State.
Yeah, okay, I'm a dumbass. Not a little stupid, but But she's in there, and they're going to sabotage the Barack Obama presidency. They didn't even need to, but they're going to sabotage the Messiah, and it's going to be Clinton running against Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin isn't going to run.
She's going to run.
No, she's not, dude.
She's going to run. I'm telling
we'll
you, she's going to run.
We'll remember this moment, and when Sarah Palin
okay.
doesn't run for
president... But I'm saying it's going to be those two running, two fucking women.
No.
And it's going to be bad.
No.
It's going to happen.
Republicans learn. Sarah Palin is the reason they didn't win.
No, it's she's
John
not.
McCain could
John McCain
beat.
Was the reason they no. didn't win, and because he no. was so fucking socialist. No. She, I hated no. her so
John
much.
McCain
but her policies,
Democrats love socialism.
But
fucking
exactly, that's why Obama won.
That's what I'm just saying. If like they wanted a socialist, they could have voted for McCain.
But they were. But McCain was leaning towards the left, but not as much. But Sarah Palin was pretty much the only conservative person in his fucking camp.
Which is and sad, because
she's not even... She had a 15-year-old daughter who was pregnant. That's not conservative. Conservative, you lock that cunt up.
Actually, that's pretty politics. Conservative, if you think about it.
Well, the theory of conservatism.
But yeah, I think she's going to run. I think it's going to be her and Hillary, and I think Hillary's going to win, and we're going to...
Unfortunately,
I
that's
hope,
stupid.
I hope next time... why is that stupid? Why don't you think she's going to run?
Sarah Palin, she was a complete failure. Everyone agrees. Nothing about her was intelligent. The
Republicans
hate her.
All
the
right-wingers.
The Dems hate her.
That's because the Republican Party's going to the left. But I think after this Obama disaster, they're going to go back towards the right, and I just think that's what's going to happen.
Well, yeah, if they go back
there's still talk about her being...
If they go back towards the right, you know who their man is? Huckabee. Mike Huckabee should have been the president of the United States.
He's very well
I
spoken.
I like Mike Huckabee a lot.
I like Mike Huckabee
talks.
Too.
She still talk about like
he has that show on Fox News now. That's yeah. a badass show. Watch Mike Huckabee's show on Fox News.
It's pretty good.
He
he's a little
really
bit too
well.
Religious for my taste,
president.
But that's fine for this country at this point.
His religious nutcase has nothing to do with how he runs.
We need
office.
To fight this radical Islam with Christianity, even though I don't believe in that.
Let's throw some Bibles.
Yeah,
at
yeah, it's really. It's like yeah, I kind of agree with that shit. It's like. I hate people who say that the war isn't a holy war, they're not doing a jihad and shit.
Every war with them is a fucking holy war, because that's their motivation.
It's like, I'm going to die, go to heaven and get virgins and shit. It's like, we can't just, why can't we all just fucking get, it's like, I'll tell you why we all can't just get along, it's because we haven't fucking killed them yet. It's like, as soon as we fucking eliminate the problems, we'll be a very happy people.
Well, with the Messiah coming in, like, everyone thought that, oh, we're going to, George Bush was such a failure as a president and whatnot.
See, but I think, honestly, the problem, I don't think Obama's going to do anything bad. I just think he has this hype about him. He's never going to live up to it.
Oh, he was never going to. And this hype is all misguided.
And it's
going to
ruin him.
I don't know where it came from. Just because he's a black, well-spoken young black man means all of a sudden...
Nigger.
No, I don't
no,
want to say
that's
that.
Not, that's
we've
not
said
at
it
all.
On past shows.
No, we've never said that well-spoken young black men are niggers. We said that the fucking gangster thugs fucking... Snoop Dogg are niggers. That's what we said, basically.
Have to define the term.
Alright, so, no, this... No,
I was going to go somewhere until Jason interrupted me.
With this fucking racist remark.
I'm trying to think now.
Spent an hour on the Jews. Anyway.
I forgot.
We didn't spend an hour on the Jews. And I'm done hating on the Jews.
No, you're not.
Sam.
No, you're not.
I learned.
About Obama being a... This is why I could never be on radio, because I would just... There'd be lapses like this where I just forget what I'm talking about.
Well, honestly, if you were working on radio, you wouldn't have the producer just chime in like that.
Yeah,
you'd
that's
be sitting
fucking
there taking phone calls.
Well, did you ever listen to George Norrie? Just saying.
The producer never chimes in on Coast to Coast, you dumb
No,
fuck.
I'm saying he forgets what he's talking about and falls asleep.
Okay, we were talking about... Okay, we'll do the George Norrie thing. How about the economy?
Oh yeah,
Miss Sheplock.
I'm not talking about the economy because I don't see it declining. I just see it as
exactly. It was making fun of the fact that he is dumb and that when he does nothing
else,
he jumps
to that. I was explaining
to
the audience. But we were talking about Barack Obama and how he's a
he's a
Messiah. Well-spoken
he's not
going
to live
yeah.
up to it. He's a well-spoken young black man. It doesn't mean he has experience. He has. You know who I hate? Michelle Obama. I'd like to punch her in the face.
Did you hear about this? She was working in this like Walmart Foundation thing. I'm probably gonna sound misquoted and stupid, but nonetheless, it was some kind of Walmart funded corporation. She had no qualifications for it. As soon as Barack Obama became fucking senator, her salary tripled, fucking tripled. And so that means basically
Obama.
The Walmart technically funded Obama, and this is the same people who are against Walmart as the liberals. So he's being funded by big corporations,
no,
just like anyone
else.
They say
they're against Walmart.
I think Walmart is prospering because they're doing smart business right now. And
there's nothing wrong with smart business.
Supposedly
anyone has
the
something against smart business, you're dumb. God forbid you stay successful.
Yeah, hey, they're not good. Their stock is like 59 or something. It was 54 yesterday or something, but I think it went up. But that's like, that's ridiculous. And like, you got, like, I had Lionsgate Films. I was looking at theirs as well because of the new Punisher movie. I was just interested. They're at like 6 or something. Walmart's at 55. Think about that. Walmart is like doing really good right now. It's not as good as it was before,
totally,
but they're still
buy a shitload of stock in Lionsgate. It's only $6 a stock.
Yeah, but right now is a good time to buy, but you, like, there's shit, a lot of shit's going under. Like, I don't know, this is, I don't know why this comes up to me, but just, like, I was thinking of Midway Games for some reason. It's like, this guy just dropped out and they're tanking, and shit like that's tanking.
Well, if they would stop making shitty games like Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
I like how they thought
TNA.
The DC Universe would save them. It only costs them more money.
But yeah, I don't know. But she was named as this anonymous source or something in this big document. What about the Obama birth certificate thing? I don't know if you know about this, but he hasn't produced his birth certificate.
That was supposed to be yesterday.
There's a certificate of live birth, but never an actual birth certificate because he was born in fucking Kenya. His grandmother said so, and she happened to die.
Yeah. I think he
murdered her. How about that? I'm throwing that out there.
I read up on a new conspiracy that she never really died.
Did you guys watch the fucking Ocean's 11 South Park episode with Barack Obama?
That was
fucking
funny.
Great.
But let's get back to this. You notice Obama never went to her funeral.
How
and
do you
she
know?
She was never buried. Because I looked it up. I was
you looked it up. It doesn't mean that your source have it right.
Because he said he was going to the funeral this day in an interview. And then it's like months later he keeps saying he's going tomorrow and shit. So I believe she's never died.
Do you ever think that maybe he got caught up in becoming the fucking president?
I think he got her stuck.
Get out of here!
You really took an intelligent, possibly intelligent conversation and brought it to our level, and I really, really commend you for that.
But yeah, I think he was born in Kenya, but they don't ever come out like that.
Or Indonesia. He has two fucking countries.
He's the Messiah. It's either they're not going to let him fail because he's the Messiah, or
they're going to make an example out of him.
Anyways, they're either going to not let the Messiah fail because they won't let him fail that, or they'll let him fail to get Clinton in the office again.
I think we're completely on a different subject. The economy is what we were discussing.
Let me explain to you my theory on the economy. Okay. The boom in the 90s was not from Clinton. That was from Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, that's okay. Not your theory. It's fact.
Okay, theory, fact, whatever. But now this supposed recession we're in is because of Clinton. So were Bush's policies...
No, see, here's where that's bullshit, is because Bush has had enough time to fucking be in here long enough to fuck himself over.
See, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think we'll see Bush's policies, if they're going to pay off or not, in the next couple of years.
They're not going to pay off. They haven't
if
paid
they
off.
Do,
none of them have worked.
Even if they do, even if they pay off, it's going to be credited to Obama.
Clinton created the internet.
Just
bubble.
Like Clinton was credited for the boom, even though nowadays people are like, I was dumb. For people to say that, but that's pretty much widely people think of Clinton other than as the blowjob president and the 90s, late 90s boom president. So I think we're fucked because Bush has been a pretty shitty president.
Yeah.
And Obama's just going to... See, now, here's what we've had. We've had Bush, we've had Clinton, we've had Bush. Now we're going to have Clinton again, basically, with them surrounding him, basically, making all the decisions for him, and then we're going to have... Possibly Hillary Clinton's going to run for president again, I assume. So then we might have Clinton again.
Not if Obama's successful.
Yeah, right. Andy.
That goes back to the other point. They're either going to let him succeed, or they're going to make him fail to sabotage his presidency, the Clintons. I guess we'll see.
Well, I'd rather him pick the Clintons than people like Reverend Wright.
Yeah, that's true, but Bill Ayers. Well, yeah. I don't want to go to Bill Ayers again because...
Shit.
But although it seems funny that he's always a like that Senator Globobbleblob
asshole. Did you read
his
response? Same as for the Bill Ayers. Oh, I don't even know him. We just hung out like once.
he's involved with all these shady people. I mean, we're not blind to it that he's pretty much corrupt, just like
everyone else.
It's worse.
It's no different than any other person. You think Clinton isn't corrupt?
Clinton's part of like 50 million.
Obviously,
no. I'm talking about the woman.
I know, that's who I'm talking about.
Oh, Clinton, the woman never pardoned anybody.
Wouldn't it be funny if, like, Hillary Clinton sucked Obama's dick in office?
That wouldn't be funny, that'd be disgusting.
No, but just think about it.
It wouldn't be funny, it would be disgusting.
It'd be another Clinton sex scandal.
That would just completely ruin the United States.
Yeah.
It's bad enough that Clinton made us look like a joke then, and Bush didn't help matters with his fucking terrible public speaking skills, like Curious George up on the fucking stage.
I love President Bush. There.
Stumbling around the podium.
I really do have great love for President Bush.
I think President Bush, he wanted to build these comedians up so that they'll have no material when he's gone.
I think
where's Jay Leno going? He's going back to Clinton jokes.
He's been doing Clinton. He never stopped Clinton jokes.
Jason, come on. I don't know if they'll allow him to do Obama jokes, but as soon as he starts, like, hey, wait a second, this guy's in here, and he's not, everything's still the same. It's not suddenly different.
That's what everyone is going to fucking say.
And wait, the world doesn't look at us any better now, just because we got a black man in there, because they're even more racist than we are.
Yeah.
So fuck this nigger.
The fact of the matter is they hate us because we're the U.S., and that's the only reason.
You know, more black people voted based on race than fucking white people did this election.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
And you know who I fucking hate and have always hated?
Oprah Winfrey?
Another black person. You'll know as soon as I say. By the way, fucking Oprah won. Do you realize that? Do you remember we were doing radio shows months ago and I said I would not let Oprah win? Like, as soon as she fucking endorsed Barack Obama...
You let her win.
I really let you guys down. Alright, I feel bad about that. But Jamie Foxx is who I'm talking about. I fucking can't stand Jamie Foxx.
Andrew? You fucked up.
Oscar winner, yeah. Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, absolutely.
There we go. It's been a while since you won that.
He grinded his teeth on for this role because he wants that Oscar so fucking bad.
I like the show. I like.
Why would you grind your teeth on for a role? Why would I put in fake teeth? What an idiot.
That doesn't even come out.
But he was good in Collateral. I don't want to take away from that.
Doesn't even come out till next year, though.
That was a good movie, Collateral.
Soloist is what you're talking about there.
But I think Tom Cruise really carried Collateral. If you've ever seen it.
Tom Cruise is a good actor. But fucking, he's on fucking Leno last night doing all these jokes about black president and this, that, and fucking the other. It's just like, it's the same old tired Jamie fucking Foxx, black this, black that. He's one of the black guys who does black jokes, and it's just not funny.
The thing
is, it was never funny.
I liked the Jamie Foxx show.
That's a he didn't write the Jamie Foxx.
I know,
show.
I liked it, but that was before he became this.
Yeah, that was
thinking
before
he was some big shit.
That was before Oscar winner Jamie Foxx. That was post terrible season of In Living Color Jamie Foxx.
By the way, you wouldn't even know Tom Cruise was a good actor if you listened to anybody in entertainment.
Tom Cruise is fucking a great actor. Valkyrie is going to be an awesome movie. I'll even go so far down to say, if you want to see fucking acting chops, War of the Worlds. He's phenomenal in it.
I refuse to watch it.
I'm not a huge fan of sci-fi remake.
That's a badass.
I really refuse, but it just doesn't look good.
It's a badass movie. It is really good.
I hear in Tropic Thunder he's really good. I don't know if you've seen that.
I love Tropic Thunder. Yeah, I honestly think Tropic Thunder reinvented his career. Like, suddenly people no longer care that he's a psychopathic...
Compare Rain Man to Top Gun to Tropic Thunder now, and he's just a completely different character in all these movies. I never see a Tom Cruise movie where I'm like, yeah, that's Tom Cruise being Tom Cruise. It's just this stereotype they portrayed him as that. When, in fact, then someone like Robert De Niro gets a pass for playing De Niro in, like, Righteous Kill or something.
Yeah. I was excited for Righteous Kill, and I haven't even watched it yet, and I don't even want to, because it's just, like, same old shit.
Like, Robert De Niro, yeah, Taxi Driver, and in all these movies he played.
I don't even like Taxi Driver.
Me either, but we'll talk about that in a second. But he's went from that to now just going through the motions until he gets a picture he really wants to do. But Taxi Driver, terrible movie. They fucked up the ending completely.
Picture.
Yeah, hey, I like it. I don't say film. But Taxi Driver, at the end, he lived. Okay? And I would have hated the ending even if he died, because that would have been the same pretentious ending and everything. But that movie's just so... It's just like Martin Scorsese didn't know how to write the ending, so he had him walk into the crack house and get shot and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then he didn't want to kill the character, and he...
I don't know, you always see these people identifying with this character. If you identify with that character, like...
He should be in a nut house.
Yeah, exactly. If you identify with this guy, he's a fucking sociopath in that movie.
How was he manipulating people?
Do you want me to explain to you how?
The movie's just bad. And fuck the dyke in it, too.
How was he manipulating people? How about the part where he's pretending to be a nice guy and he's going to kill the fucking, what was that, a senator or something, or governor? That's manipulating. So why don't you quit being sounding stupid?
I think you'd be more of a psychopath than a sociopath.
No.
No.
I don't know. Who cares? It's all the same to me.
Did we talk of the new Pepsi logo yet?
No, it's stupid.
You keep trying.
Who cares?
Yeah. It's not going to work. It's going to fail. They're going to go back to the old one. They didn't even change all of the Pepsi brands yet.
It looks about the same, though. It's like, my mom didn't even notice. She's like, what's a Pepsi logo look like? I don't know. Like, well, it looks the same to me. Who cares? I don't know. I don't even...
I just wanted your opinion on it.
I like the new Sierra Mist logo a lot.
I didn't see
Mountain
it.
Dew logo looks like shit, though.
It's either changing the name of Mountain Dew.
No, it's still Mountain Dew. It's just shortened. I don't like it. It doesn't really matter because I don't drink Mountain Dew that much. I don't drink a can of pop and say, or soda, and say, oh man, that logo, that's fun. I'm not fucking drinking this. It's just like, as long as it tastes the same.
Which Coca-Cola fucked that up how many times?
Coke Zero is a diet version of regular Coke.
I like it.
I refuse to drink it.
It's just like drinking a regular Coke. There's no difference.
Then they fucked up.
Exactly.
I think that was their original plan with the diet, but they couldn't get it right back in the 80s. So they made a new formula?
I'm not going to say this again. You're not the stars of the show, Jason.
Yeah. Like, really, you're bumming. You're bringing me down. Like, I'm not able to rant when there's three people here.
You know, it's hard to bring you down, emo boy. Remember
See,
that
we don't...
Month?
Yeah, I do remember that fucking 1 month, and it's because of the fucking people who now have me ready to fucking snap and kill somebody. Alright? Shit happened to me. I reacted fucking childishly. Not the Andrew way, but I'm back to the Andrew way now. Look, I put my fucking elastic bracelets back on.
They were better off.
At least you can admit you were wrong.
See, Jason, with the three people, it seems like just three guys sitting around talking, and you're talking really low from behind the microphone.
Yeah. It's like when Jeremy and Andrew are sitting here bitching into the microphone, we're fucking doing something. We're making a difference.
We
all
still
right?
have more material here, but
they're
you're sidetracking.
There are children who are fucking... being removed from the streets because of our words, alright? There are homeless people being murdered because of our words. They're cleaning the streets because of us.
In China.
We're doing
in Canada.
The world a favor. Speaking of, we want to say hi to our fans in China and Canada. There are more of you than Americans, and we appreciate it.
I don't know. Like, I was thinking critically about the whole, China getting money thing from buying shit from Walmart, and I was thinking they pay the people in China to make it for like a quarter a day or something to make these products. So how much money are they really getting back here? Like, they said they ship the product over, but that's like anywhere else shipping a product over. It's not like they're getting this outrageous amount of cut from this product, are they? I don't
Probably.
Know.
Probably.
It seems it kind of seems like they overstated the China thing a little bit to try and go green or something, or destroy the big Walmart, big bad Walmart.
I love big bad Walmart, and you know what really disappointed me is when I saw a go green shirt in big bad Walmart.
It's kind of funny, actually.
I fucking support Walmart. You know what? I support whatever. Like, fucking, so what? No one fucking hates Microsoft.
Yeah, everyone hates Microsoft. You're just not in the right circle.
Well, let's put it this way. The intelligent people don't hate Microsoft. Only the fucking... Oh, fucking Mac. Yeah, it's fucking new and edgy.
Or the Linux users, which we don't even speak
yeah,
of.
Yeah, they're lepers.
Jason, again, I don't want to force you off of the radio show or be a dick, but you're kind of like... Look, here's where your voice is. Right here. They can't hear you. So when you're talking, they can't hear you. And we're talking, and what the hell's going on here?
It's like, who's that third guy?
I know you kind of feel like left out or offended right now, but
because you're no longer doing anything that you think is better. But yeah, dude, I can kind of see Jeremy.
By the way, I've been using like dry spray, and dry spray is getting to my armpits now, making it like I have to go in the shower and put it on scalding hot water. It doesn't even burn my armpit because it's that fucking dried up or whatever, and it just like tickles for a little bit. And then I go to the other one, and I feel like it feels like I'm throwing hell on my armpit.
Do you ever think that your armpits got like this by putting hot water on them like that?
No, because it started before that. And plus, you know they say on the can for like regular, even dry spray, 6 inches away. Well, when I put on deodorant, I already have a shirt on. How the fuck are you supposed to get 6 inches away from your bare armpit unless you take your shirt off again? So you have no choice but to spray it up. So
or put it on sooner.
Yeah, but see, I never think of it, because I forgot to put on deodorant today. That's, like, the last thing I think about. Brush my teeth, wipe my ass, stuff like that. That's, like, mandatory. Putting on deodorant, like, yeah, I'll smell like BO, but my armpits won't get really fucked up, which they are anyways.
So I went through a fucked up armpit phase that I bitched about on our past radio show.
Remember you had this really
that Old Spice deodorant really fucked me up. It fucked me up bad.
You missed this. This was like in the summer. Jason like armpit turned white or something. It got this really milky and shut. It was like put a shirt on.
I think it was
as a matter of fact, he should always wear a shirt because he's not a very in shape person.
It was the Old Spice too. It was an Old Spice brand.
Yeah, dude, Old Spice.
I don't even sleep in my underwear anymore. I sleep in clothes. I don't know. I can see where the pajama people come from, where they wear, like, boxers and a t-shirt. Because, number one, I don't like my hair touching my bare back. It's the most... Yeah. I see him over here with this fucking hair, and I just want to rip my hair out of my head.
That's one of the things I hated about long hair.
Like,
I didn't like it. Especially when it's wet, dude. Did you ever fucking, like, get a scratch and then, like... pull a long hair out of your ass
all the time.
And I couldn't fucking stand that. I couldn't fucking stand it. So that was one thing I was fucking fine, you know, to no longer have to worry about after I dreadlocked and cut my hair.
And two, when I'm sleeping without clothes on, I feel like, what if someone rushes in the room and says the house is on fire? I'm standing outside in the cold in my underwear like an idiot. Whereas I can have a shirt on and stuff. I don't know. Maybe people see Ida differently on that.
I don't like to sleep in jeans.
Oh, definitely not jeans.
No, that would shake.
Pajama pants? Yeah, I could totally do that.
I use track pants.
But I also
athletic shorts.
I'm also very into sleeping in my boxers. It's comfy. I have short hair now, so that doesn't bug me. And I have a big blanket, so I'm not worried about pinching a tent in the morning.
Pinching a tent? Huh?
Yeah.
You worry about that, too, if you sleep on your back?
Well, not so much I worry about it, because I really don't care, but, like, I don't have a bedroom where I come from. Like, 9 times out of 10, I'm sleeping in the living room, on the floor, or on the couch, and everyone would just see my wiener.
So, you don't want that.
Yeah.
Oh, remember that one time?
Yeah, I do, actually. I don't care how fucking overreactive she was. She was impressed.
Your aunt?
Yeah.
I'm sure she was impressed.
Fucking...
She got off the magnifying glass.
Well, that was because
Sherlock Holmes did.
She lost her mind from...
Got out the castor oil.
Yeah, I really did see.
No, that reference, you're going to question that. That's what they used to use for, as like a laxative, which doesn't make any sense. It
really didn't. It didn't go anywhere. And then, again...
By the way, I took a laxative a couple months ago. Didn't work. Because I had this really bad stomach ache. It was like, felt like my stomach was on fire. It was the first time I ate an Angus Third Pounder at McDonald's. And I was like, that's it. That's what did it. This fucking poor McDonald's, I ate a shitty food. But I was like, I need to take a laxative because I haven't shit in a while. And I, like, recently, I shit, like, once every 2 days or something. I'm not having good bowel movements.
I need more fiber.
But I eat these, like, 2 laxatives or something. It didn't work. I never even felt them. They never hit.
That's impressive.
I don't know what the deal was with that.
It might hit you, like, next week.
Maybe. It's like energy drinks never hit me either. I never get the energy from them. I don't know, maybe I should have shoved them up my ass. Because I hear you absorb pills better up there. Which, when you're so into drugs that you shove them up your ass to get a better high, you
have a problem.
People, yeah.
Most people go straight to injecting. Because that intermediate stuff is... stupid.
I don't know if we ever talked about Matt Stiller overdosing. He was this guy who I used to know. Never had a problem with him, but remember Chris Lloyd, I don't know if he was lying. Probably lying, but they did put makeup in a thing and did a fake coke deal and almost got shot by these people. Actually sounds like it might be legit.
Yeah, I would believe that they did that.
But yeah.
They'd be that stupid.
I don't know how, in this town, like, where this heroin came from. I know it was this Randy McGuire guy who lives down by the fucking river. There's this part down near that other fucking park in this town that's like the drug addict section of the town.
Yeah.
The whore drug addict section, like, behind IGA is like where that fucking drug
is. It's such a fucking small-ass town, you wouldn't think that they would have that shit.
It's weird. There's sections, like, the rich black people, poor black people living near each other. There's, like, up near the football field, there's, like, the kind of wealthy white people. Then I don't know what you call around here. It's kind of like these goofy fucking people living near me.
Yeah.
Like, my neighbors over here, the two poacher but fat people, they both died. in succession.
How long ago?
I don't know, the summer.
Because there's, like, lights on in the house all the time.
Yeah, someone else is living there.
His son lives there now. Who's still afraid of lightning, if I remember.
Remember I told you about that lesbian neighbor?
Yeah.
It's just, like, the one day she, like, adopted a kid or something.
Kid,
and now there's this other bitch there with her. It looked like her lesbian, kind of like her lesbian lover or something, but she was much more attractive than the big fat dyke that lives there. But I don't know, these people, like, they're very... They hide in their house all the time. Like these, like this guy over here had like heart surgery. I'll see him bring out this like Mustang every once in a while. Like every time I'll be like, where the fuck did that come from? Where did this guy get money for a Mustang?
And he's the guy selling heroin to the people out on the fucking drug section.
I don't know.
That's what it is.
This town hates us now, by the way. These people in the town, I think.
You're talking about us as in us or us as in you?
Us as in the group. Like Yoshi and stuff? I think they don't like us anymore.
I don't think we ever did anything to merit that.
Because, if you remember, he doesn't even tell us anything. Like, we asked him about his whole... His house became like a crack house for a while, and we didn't even know about it. Till after the fact, he wouldn't tell us what was going on there, and how he got accused of doing drugs and went to fucking homeschool. And then I called him out, like, homeschool's stupid. That's pretty retarded of you. Then he... got mad or something. But that is stupid. No one whoever goes to fucking homeschool ever passes it.
You mean cyber school?
Yeah, whatever. Cyber school, I mean.
Homeschool doesn't have tests.
Yeah, no one ever passes cyber school. I don't know if you've ever known anyone, but anyone I've ever known who went to cyber school fucking flunked out. Tim Riggy, Yoshi. Yeah, that's about it.
There were other names. I don't know them.
One girl I knew, she fucking came right back to school because, like, wow, the cyber school, this was...
Dude, speaking of fat dykes, fucking there's one that works with us, and went to work yesterday, and she's outside fucking crying hardcore, like her father just died or something.
That's comical.
And we're like, holy shit.
Did you ever watch a fat woman cry?
I just did. And I was like, holy shit, man, I can't believe I have to walk. Why? How very inconsiderate of her to do this right next to the door. Now I have to fucking walk by that.
You're either gonna...
I was pissed. I was like, I don't give a shit who the fuck she's crying about. You don't do it at the fucking door and make every fucking...
If you're crying in public, you want attention.
And exit fucking awkward. So I'm walking in, and I'm like, should I turn my head, or am I gonna fucking laugh at her, or what am I gonna do here? And I fucking get in there, and I'm like, oh, man, that's fucking lame. And she ended up crying about her fucking girlfriend because she's too controlling.
Oh, that's fucking... That's attention.
Yeah, that's fucking really lame. I just wanted to fucking kick her in her dumb cunt. And she has a friend who I don't think is a fucking lesbian, by the way. I don't think the friend's a lesbian, but like 2 weeks ago I was working a Friday, and her friend was there working, and she's wearing this fucking Kurt Cobain shirt. And I'm like, this fucking bitch can't be older than 16 years old. What the fuck does she know about Nirvana and Kurt Cobain and the fucking movement and shit? Not to sound like one of those fucking homosexuals who are all like, oh, man, you don't get it. You know, you shouldn't. It was ours first. Because I'm not one of those assholes either. But what the fuck does a 16-year-old girl have to fucking... Why is she wearing a Nirvana shirt? That phase should have ended, I don't know, about 15 years ago. Fucking... Anyway.
That bitch crying.
Fucking, turns out she's not fucking 16, she's a little bit older than that, but still, regardless, I don't give a shit, fucking, what fucking right does this bitch have to be wearing this shirt? And I don't want to hear it because she's a fan, because, no, if you're a fan, you're not going to wear that shirt to work, you're obviously trying to make a fucking statement.
You know my feelings.
Yeah.
About Nirvana in general. I don't care if you went through some kind of phase where you started listening to all this grunge music and shit. I can't stand it.
Yeah, you put the meat puppets on your fucking thing.
I happen to like the meat puppets.
What was their third album?
I don't know.
I don't like any of it.
You have the two songs from their newest and worst album that I've heard of from them.
You know what I listen to? Tears for Fears.
He downloaded the whole discography.
That's cool.
Or because he bought the whole discography. We don't condone that.
Because I wanted to...
I fucking happen to like some music. So fucking what? I have... Every fucking Oasis album.
I like
synth
pop.
Except for the 8th one that just came out.
I don't like Oasis.
Oasis is great, and it has nothing. It's post-grunge.
I don't like post. I don't like Candlebox.
Candlebox is awesome.
I like synth pop now. And like women pop music.
You know, I fucking like T.I. I like T.I. and that fucking bitch chasing paper planes or whatever. That was a cool fucking song.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Paper Planes was a rap song that was on Pineapple Express.
Oh, I like that movie, so...
So, yeah, that was a fucking cool song. And, you know, some fucking bitch in Ohio fucking gets on my MySpace and, like, sees me wearing a fucking Pearl Jam shirt and shit.
Calls you out.
She's like, what the fuck is T.I. doing on your fucking... You fucking so fucking into grunge with this fucking playlist and shit. She's like, you're not into grunge? I was like, first of all, bitch, anyone who likes grunge music doesn't call it grunge music. Alright? Because that was a fucking false term and they hate it.
Well, what do they or you, like you seem to be, call it?
I just call it music. It's just music to me. Alright? But
How about pandering to depressed teenagers? How about that? We could call it that.
We could call it that.
That's right. What it was.
I'm not disagreeing.
Not to say it's not good music, but, I mean, come on.
It's like, but the fucking... Someone younger than me to fucking try and call me out because I happen to like some other shit because I don't live in... Last time I fucking checked, she lives in Ohio, not Seattle, 15 years ago. So I don't see how she has a fucking opinion.
That's exactly why they're wearing a Kurt Cobain shirt, though, because the music is exactly pandering their demographic. And
who exclusively likes one type of music?
Yeah, really.
That's ridiculous.
It's fucking stupid as shit.
I don't want to hear this, though. I don't want to hear this.
You know what's even worse?
I don't like... I like all kinds of music. I'm a very influenced...
Yeah, I'm not for country. I'm not like that either.
I hate that, and I also hate I don't like music.
I like what I like, and I don't like what
I don't
like. I don't
like music, because I'm tired of it.
Everyone likes music.
No. Let me explain something to you. I hate the endless bickering people have about fucking music all the time and about how you're not a true fan of this, you're not a true fan of that. Well, I'm not a fan of any of it because I won't listen to it. Just, my life would have been much better without music at all, without having to put on my headphones to escape from the world type of bullshit like you seem to do over here all the time. Listen to your fucking meat puppets and suck a dick. I don't do it. I just don't bother with it. I downloaded Tears for Fears album. That's because I like 80s synth pop. I think it was entertaining. New wave type of thing. Because it's much more entertaining and upbeat music sometimes.
I honestly don't know what they're thinking in the 80s as far as music goes. That was a depressing time to actually go back and listen to it. Like, people actually thought that shit was cool once.
I can't stand
that. Or that it was actually all happy when it kind of isn't. I like Phil Collins, too. Some of it.
Phil Collins is awesome.
Some of his songs are, like, kind of shitty.
Sorry that I like Phil Collins, grunge enthusiasts.
Who live in Ohio,
you fuckers.
Sussudio.
Suck my dick.
Sussudio is, like, the best song, I think, that ever came out of the 80s, or any decade. It's an anthem. Fuck Bruce Springsteen, by the way. He's such
Did
a fucking cocksucker.
Did you hear his new shit? He sounds exactly like Eddie Vedder.
I don't listen
to him. Yeah, so does that guy from Dave Matthews Band. Which one of those people in there died?
Yeah, the black dude.
No one cared.
It was funny. I was like, Josh was like, dude, did you hear about the dude from the Dave Matthews Band dying? And I was like, was it the black guy? Because that's the only reason I'd care. And he's like, yeah, it was. I was like, that's funny. Their minority died.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen has this that song Born in the USA. That's like some kind of fucking hippie liberal against America song shit, if you listen to the lyrics.
All of his fucking songs.
It pisses me off, because I never knew it before, because all I ever heard that song shit was on fucking car commercials and stuff. And if you actually go read, just like John Mellencamp. Fucking
John Mellencamp. Small town song?
Yeah, it's about fucking, isn't that about big government or something?
Yeah, how you'll never advance in America. Yeah, it's really easy to see the underlying bullshit.
You know what I really hate in music is people trying to make send a message. Like, and I actually hate when people think they're tough. Like, any kind of metal band or anybody, Frank Sinatra, fucking anyone who's like...
Well, Frank Sinatra knew the mob.
It doesn't matter, I don't give a shit, you still sang like a fucking fairy. You still went up on stage and fucking did performances on stage. You're not badass.
He thought he was tough.
Frank Sinatra
was just like
real tough,
he probably...
Frank Sinatra was like...
He probably just talked a lot of shit because...
He was in some good movies and made some good Christmas songs, but, I mean, he's not fucking tough.
Frank Sinatra was the guy... He was fucking the tough guy. And I don't give a shit. Every fucking era, every generation has the fucking musicians who think they're tough and sing hard shit and fucking talk hard shit. But in that, you're still singing.
Okay,
singing is gay. Like, I don't care how fucking crackled or distorted your music is, you're still singing, for Christ's sake.
You wanna know
you're
a band?
Still up there. You're still the fucking NSYNC, just harder.
Did you see this video of Glenn Zandig or Dan Zig, whatever the fuck his name is? He does that Mother song. He thinks he's real tough. He goes up to this fat bald dude somewhere in like a backstage somewhere, and he's talking shit on him. He pushes him, right? So the fat bald dude just rears back and punches him in the face. Dan Zig goes down, one punch. All it took was one punch, and everyone's like, that was a fucking cheap shot. The Dan Zig, Mr. Big Tough Shit wearing his from the Misfits, pushed this dude. So this dude punched him in the face, and he fell down. So this guy thinks he's all tough and shit, when in reality he's nothing but a big fucking act.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, I don't understand. It's like, I don't care how badass you think you are, you're still singing, all right? I don't sing. And I like to think of myself as being pretty badass. And because I don't sing, that's probably part of it.
Oh,
singing
yeah, I mean,
is lame.
To sing really good, you have to do that a cappella shit and like learn chords and stuff, unless you're a punk singer, which means you're a jack-off,
and
you're not really making music.
A jack-off who actually sings, though. You still get up there and like talk into a microphone and sing and shit. You're not cool, you're not edgy, you're not different. You're just like every other faggot with a microphone.
Speaking of people who like are terrible at singing,
I'm not singing.
But
from up the forehead.
Like, I know I don't like the Beatles that much anymore. I certainly don't like communist John Lennon. But Yoko Ono, she really deserves all the hate she got. I listened to a couple songs the first time. All she does is whine into the microphone like a cat. It's really high pitched for like 5 minutes. I was watching this video. There's this fucking violin player guy or whatever. He's standing right next to her, and he looks at her like, is this a joke? He's literally looking around like, is this a fucking joke?
I didn't see that. That's awesome.
He's like, looking with his eyes wide open like in her, and then he starts smiling like, no way. It's great because, like, I don't know, John Lennon was fucking blinded with love or something.
LSD, I think, is what he was blinded by.
And they were a fucking ugly, naked couple. I can't imagine them fucking. I hate that album. Good thing they put stickers over it. They're like, oh, censorship, man. Well, there's a common decency you should follow when making an album cover, and that was far past anything that I'd want to look at in a record store.
Yeah.
Could you remove the sticker?
Yeah, why would you want to? Why would you want to see
her
fucking
you're
big
buy the fucking album?
Look like some kind of African bush going on here.
Who's going to let a fucking naked picture of someone sit for years and not look at it, leave it covered up?
Well, it had to sit there because no one bought that shit. Actually, I think I had a Yoko Ono John Lennon album that we busted over someone's head or something. Just out of principle.
Our stupidity.
This motherfucker paid like $20 for some Nirvana record because he thought he was cool because he
like records.
Playing
did
Nirvana.
Did you buy the vinyl? Did you really actually buy a Nirvana vinyl?
I had
records. Are you fucking for real?
Jeremy bought a Pearl Jam record.
Sick. I don't
no,
care.
No, I didn't.
No, it's the same thing. I'm going to give you the same shit. Don't buy vinyl. Vinyl isn't fucking cool. It's not cool to be retro or vintage.
There's not a Pearl Jam record up
Move
there.
Move the fuck on.
Shit.
Look, go over there and look. I did not buy a vinyl.
I have nothing against Nirvana. I like Nirvana. All right?
If there is, I will eat my hat. This was a couple years ago when we thought we were cool into grunge bullshit.
See, I like records because I used to have a record player. I no longer have a record player.
Okay, you know what?
Vinyl isn't cool.
I want to talk about this. Because
it's scratchy and it sounds bad.
People got this big fucking misconception that vinyl sounds better.
No, it doesn't.
CD quality. CDs are fucking like all electronic and shit, and that sounds better. I don't care about encoding or anything.
Vinyl has a higher frequency, but
which
it's
means
tragic.
What exactly to the fucking unless you're some kind of studying music guy.
They're called audiophiles.
Well, he's looking over here. Meanwhile,
this is gone. I'm gonna call you out on it.
It doesn't exist. I think I was going to buy it, or there was gonna be a buying it situation where, and I thought better against it because
vinyl's fucking
oh,
stupid.
Shit.
Let me see.
Oh, wait a
Which
second.
One is it?
Wait a second. That's 10. Okay, that's their best album. But no, let me explain something to you because now I remember.
I like Alive way more than 10.
I know Alive is on that album, you dumb fuck. I'm sorry I didn't say that. See, all their hits are on that album. But let me backtrack here because now I sound like some kind of douche. That was on sale for like $4. He paid like $16 for that fucking Nirvana album.
I didn't own it at the time on CD. It was on sale at Hot Topic, to say.
We should delete some of this so I don't look stupid.
No, you look stupid.
I don't have a hat anyways.
I like more than just this album.
I like Versus.
They did a lot more.
And Yield had a couple of songs. But after that,
I like all Pearl Jam.
It's gotten bad.
When did I buy this? I think it was $5. I know I didn't spend money.
I know I just fucking sat here and made fun of everyone who buys vinyl, but I like this.
It comes with a lot of shit.
That's cool shit, man. I like this.
Like a CD book with
candy. Why didn't I buy that? I don't...
We were at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They sell records there.
Oh, no, yeah, it was on sale for like $4. It was on one of the discount records. They had like 200 copies of them. No one wanted this. I see all their hits are on here, I'm telling you.
But, like, I hate the fucking bands release vinyl now.
Yeah, they should just stop.
Although, what the fuck did... What's this guy? Look at this. This guy in the front cover. If you could get a... Right now, if you have an internet near you, which you do, you're listening to this on a computer, look at the Pearl Jam cover for 10. This guy's wearing, like, a fucking
actually,
woman's shirt.
If you look at the CD cover cuts off right there.
He's wearing a woman's shirt. Look at that. Picture. That's a man, dude. I get it. Although, I like this right here with the shorts with the under thing, because I've
worn that,
you know,
style. It's cold sometimes.
Our listeners cannot see this.
Doesn't matter.
Look at the Pearl Jam Vinyl 10 thing. No one even gives a shit. No one's listening at 2 hours and 35 minutes. We're just talking. But fucking... Yeah, dude. Anyone who buys vinyl is a fucking retard. Even if you have a record player. Just download the music for free.
I don't have a record player anymore, but there's some things I have to...
Yeah, that's all I
Brent.
Do now. I download music.
Did you ever listen to Brent?
I bought a Seaweed CD the other day.
What the fuck is Seaweed?
Seaweed is a band I fucking highly recommend you discover, motherfucker.
I thought you meant a CD made from Seaweed.
Yeah, dude, Seaweed, the band.
That's
a badass band.
Are they like, what?
They're kind of old school. They're kind of like 90s. Again, Andrew in his fucking 90s.
Like Bush, like the Cafe Rock?
Not so much Cafe Rock, but sort of like before postmodern grunge, but not part of the grunge movement. It's, I don't know, dude. It's just like a. They're kind of punk, kind of grunge, kind of. I don't really like to. Define things, you know. It's just music.
You know this? That just sounded really elitist. But you know this fucking Neil Young motherfucker, the father of grunge. He purposely released bad albums to get out of a contract, right? So he essentially put his dick in his fans' asses with shitty albums that he knew were bad, and he made them bad on purpose to so they would fire him. How could you ever like this motherfucker? This hippie. Every song he's ever had, it had an agenda.
Fuck Neil Young.
He's a fucking some hippie motherfucker who fucked over his fans, and he fucking, all he does is whine about the Vietnam War and this war and that war. Well, do something about it.
He's Canadian.
Quit singing and whining. Donate to some fucking charity like you probably do. Like, him and Eddie Vedder are like fucking going out now or something. Which is, it's really a shame that someone who is just like this, these people who just made music from Seattle have become some kind of, we want to change the world.
No, there's not these people. That's Eddie Vedder. Eddie Vedder did that with the Eddie Vedder album, not Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
The bass player from Nirvana, the other guy, as you call him?
The other guy?
He writes a book.
Is his name like Josh something?
Christ?
Christ.
You know his name, you fucking liar.
No,
Chris Novelest, you fucking wouldn't stop sucking his dick there. I bought a bass guitar. I'm Mr. Indra Nirvana all the time.
He wrote a book called Of Grunge and Government, so that's everyone from that movement.
Yeah, it pretty much is. Except for, I don't know, fucking
I'm
the guy from fucking STP.
I'm pissed right now.
You know, he never did anything. He never was like, fuck George Bush.
That's the best grunge band.
Also, there's
it is the best grunge band.
Because they were more arena rock, nonetheless.
And fucking, you got, I haven't heard fucking Jerry Cantrell fucking hate on the government or anything.
I don't know. I think Purple's the best album to come out of that whole thing. The whole fucking movement, period.
There's this other band. It's called Sweet 75. It has the bass player from Nirvana, the guitar player from the Meat Puppets, and then some female singer.
You know who is fucking... You know who is cool?
Andrew likes female singers.
Yeah, dude. I have some badass females.
No, me too. I told you. I like bubblegum pop now. Like pink and stuff.
Like, I have some badass, like, grunge metal chick singers, and it is awesome. Did you ever hear Second Skin from the Gits?
No, I
that
didn't.
That is an awesome song,
probably
dude.
Won't.
It's fucking, that is a really cool song. But fucking, dude, Mother Love Bone, before Eddie Vedder was in it, that was a cool band.
I don't know.
Like, the lead singer died from heroin overdose and shit.
That seemed to be the cool thing to do back then.
Still,
I
want to
do
cool
it, too.
Did you ever see Walk Hard?
No.
I recommend Walk Hard, dude. I was hating on it for a while because I was
I
was like, that's a Will Ferrell movie without Will Ferrell. That movie is awesome. It is fucking hilarious.
It won an Oscar, didn't it?
No.
I think it won an Oscar
Walk Hard did not.
Or Best Comedy something.
No, there's no Best Comedy. There's no Walk Hard was not nominated for an Oscar. Look it up.
Golden Globes is the Oscars, right?
Golden Globe is not the Oscars.
What's the Golden Globes?
It's the poor man's Oscar. Golden Globe is a Golden Globe. The Oscar is the Oscar. two different things. Oscars aren't until January.
Not the Golden Globes for television.
Golden Globes aren't until January, I thought.
No, the Emmys are for television only.
You see, they have too many fucking self-servicing awards.
Yeah, I know. Who gives
a shit?
Who wins awards? I do, too. I watch
like
the Oscars every year.
They always, like, want to, like, best screenwriting shit. Like, what a stupid fucking award. But they bring up this guy who wrote this screenplay, and he's, like, really nervous doing this speech. Like, huh?
You know what I also like? I like how they're, like, best screenplay. And it's a screenplay based off of writing that he didn't do.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I just transferred from this comic book to this is fucking...
I like the playing them off with music while they're talking. It's fucking hilarious. Because this guy's really nervous and he's like...
If I ever won an Oscar, I'd be like... I'd sit here and say something really badass, but if I won an Oscar, I'd walk up and be like, thank you and shit. So I would just eat my words in a couple years.
I wouldn't really
want to
even fucking do a speech up
there. Do you realize that screenwriters don't get credit? Like, the directors get 5 hours to speak, then they get up there.
By the way, if there's anyone still listening at this point...
No.
I think what we should do is break it down, like I said, so that way we can listen to it at their own convenience.
I think it's three parts of an
fucking
hour each.
What I'm like, next week, I'm going to be doing stand-up. So
really?
If you enjoy the radio show, I think you should come watch my stand-up.
Is it clean?
It's far from clean. It's filthy.
Where's this at?
A lot of it is radio show material that I've used. We're going to go into a couple clubs in Pittsburgh. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. But we're definitely doing it. It's Jake, Russ, and me. And I know you don't know the other two guys. But we're starting. Like, even if I fucking bomb, at least I'm going to try it.
Is this lined up yet, or is this another one of those things where you talk about this project and it doesn't happen?
No, dude, this is fucking... We're definitely doing it.
Hey, you want to set us up in the audience to heckle you and then get into a fight?
That might be a bad idea.
That could be a part of the performance.
Because the guys on Wiz are huge.
Hey, they can be in on it, okay? Everyone
but
can be in
fucking
on
for
it.
Real, dude. Yeah, dude. Like, my cousin Jake, I'm fucking kind of scared.
I hope you bomb.
I don't care if I'm going to bomb. I'm not trying to make a career out of this. I'm just doing it for fun. And if I happen to make people laugh, well then, fuck it.
I
don't want to
say I hope you bomb, but I think you bombing would be funnier because then you might attack the audience.
Yeah.
And start booing you.
I could very easily attack the audience, and then they might laugh at that.
You might make a nigger joke and get
bombed. You'd get fucking killed or something.
I almost called somebody a nigger at work.
That would have ended bad.
And I don't, like, there was no black people there, but you're not allowed to say it and shit, you know. But fucking Dylan and I were fucking around one night. And by the way, I'm pretty sure that the chick in the fucking Kurt Cobain shirt wants my balls.
Isn't she fat and ugly?
No, this is a different one.
But
she's
a dyke.
No, the dyke's friend is the one in the Kurt Cobain shirt.
Yeah, but you gotta pay more attention.
But anyway, fucking who cares a shit? It's like, because sometimes I am my own charismatic self. Like on Fridays when we don't do shit... I'm fucking on. I'm constantly making fun of people and fucking being like a loud, obnoxious radio show guy, and people think that's funny.
It's more obnoxious than funny.
I've built like a following because of it on Friday nights.
It's gonna kill them though eventually, like it did at the football games. How these people were all for.
But I'm not trying to fucking be friends with them and shit. I'm actually with Dylan, making fun of people, just being myself, and people are thinking I'm joking and shit, and they think it's hilarious. But anyway, Dylan and I are fucking around, and he, like, fucking hits me with this wet towel in the face, and I'm like, you're a goddamn motherfucking nit! Never mind. It was, like, right in front of my boss. It would have been bad.
Hey, maybe that's how you get fired.
I don't want to disappoint Lietta.
I don't know if we talk
I can't
about
even
this.
Quit. Lietta is my manager, and...
Is she fat?
No, she's cool. She's real cool. She's probably going to come to the
bars
with me next week.
Fat people can't be cool?
No, fat people aren't cool. I think we're fucking evidence of that. Fucking... Yeah, dude, I like my boss, man.
See, now what?
I don't know. I bitched, I ranted. There's probably more to rant about. Like having a remote taken from me and the channel fucking changed. I almost got stabbed, old man. I just want you to know that.
This is the same guy
mood.
You thought was going to kill you in your sleep with like a...
I'm a paranoid motherfucker. And I stopped having panic attacks, I think.
Don't have them right now. That might be funny on the radio.
It would be funny. It would be fucking hilarious. You guys would laugh your ass off like everyone else does.
Maybe that's just your vagina seeping.
Yeah, I guess it might be my vagina seeping.
You ever think of this that, A fart is a burp through your ass and a burp and a fart through your mouth.
No one ever thinks of that. That's too bad that you used that joke at a point of the show and no one's listening.
Hey, see this tea right here? Who do you think makes this tea?
Like, Jason, just shut the fuck up and go to the radio show.
You think an independent is Coca-Cola.
So
tea.
There's gotta be more.
I forgot, I was gonna, after the burp thing. Okay. I was on the McDonald's website looking through their merchandise.
They don't sell double cheeseburgers on the dollar menu
I know.
Anymore. That's gay.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Since when?
They're on here.
Double cheeseburgers are no longer on the dollar menu. They have the McDouble, and the only difference is there's one less slice of cheese. But let me tell you something. I ate it in Monroeville, and that one extra slice of cheese makes a huge fucking difference, because those were the worst sandwiches I ever had in my entire life.
I just had double cheeseburgers.
Where'd you have this at? Was it the McDonald's in Monroeville near the mall?
Monroeville... And Katanning. They don't serve them on the...
I think in the Hyde Park one they still do.
I know Clarion does still.
But I was on the website. They had this cookie jar that was a Big Mac cookie jar. And I was thinking, if you were to put cookies in that, okay? I'm hungry for a cookie. I'm going to the cookie jar. And it looks like a Big Mac. I'm not hungry for a cookie anymore. I'm seeing this. I'm disgusted. This looks like a big, greasy, fucking disgusting-looking burger here. I wanted a cookie. Those are completely on the other end of the spectrum as far as food goes. It's like when you're really hungry for, like, something hot and all you have is cereal. It's just... Or you're hungry for a certain cereal and you go in and you don't have that cereal anymore and you have to eat something else. It's just not good.
It's a disappointment.
They also have a Big Mac jewelry box. With a lock.
Okay, well, I think if you keep your jewelry in a Big Mac, you're probably obese and ugly.
I want to get one.
And what kind of jewelry do you have here?
It's, like, fucking made to look like chicken nuggets and shit. Like, a pearl chicken nugget necklace.
I'd buy that.
You keep in your fucking hamburger.
You notice their new advertising campaign for the chicken nuggets?
Yeah, those are badass. I like them. They make me want chicken nuggets.
I don't know where they're pushing chicken nuggets right now. I don't know what...
I don't know, but it
maybe
worked.
Maybe beef sells down or something.
I fucking really like chicken nuggets at McDonald's. And I didn't until they started having those fucking new ads.
I think they lowered the price for the 10-piece to like $5 or something.
I also think...
If you're going to get chicken nuggets, get the 4 pieces. It's going to be cheaper if you get, like, 5 4-pieces than it is to actually get the fucking...
That makes sense.
Do they still sell the 100-piece?
I don't think they ever sold 100 chicken nuggets. That's kind of...
50's the highest that's on the menu.
They don't sell 50-piece nuggets.
Yeah, you're
nuggets.
Fucking...
They used to. When we
they sell 20, Jason. That's as high as they get.
No, when we were younger, they sold a 50.
I don't think you're fucking thinking of the right thing.
No, they never sold a 50-piece nugget.
That wouldn't... They... Somehow someone would sue them for that.
I'm talking this was before the formula change when it still had brown meat. So.
No, dude.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Because even when I was a kid, I remember people like, man, I'm going to get a 20-piece nugget. Because that's a lot of nuggets.
I don't think anyone would sit through a 50-piece and eat it and, you know, not get really sick.
There's no way there's
we'll
a 50-piece nugget.
Research.
You can research all you want. There's no such thing as a 50-piece nugget.
I bet you if you ordered a 50-piece nugget, they'd give you it.
No, just go to KFC.
I don't like KFC.
Why don't you order 2 20s and a 10, then?
Because then they'll get confused.
Or like 2 20-piece nuggets and 1 10-piece nugget. All in the same bucket.
They should sell a bucket with nuggets and fries in it in this little bucket.
No.
I saw that in one of their fucking commercials, but they do not sell
Jason,
it.
They're not a fucking... Okay, I understand that at an old diner-type place that sells those big old-style fucking milkshakes, but this is McDonald's. They're not gonna...
Bullshit, they have this new thing called McCafe.
Yeah, McCafe, it's neat.
Which sells
coffee,
basically.
I hear it's better than Starbucks. It's inside...
Well, everyone hates on fucking Starbucks. It's annoying.
No,
I
hear that the coffee tastes better than Starbucks, not that it's...
Let me tell you something about Starbucks.
I never drank Starbucks.
It's heavenly. It's heavenly.
How many shots of espresso do you get? 3, 4?
I don't order myself because
if they have hot chocolate, I'll drink hot chocolate. That sounds kind of womanly, but
I don't like coffee either. I hate coffee.
I love coffee.
I like your mocha shakes though.
I don't like anything that's coffee resounding. But Starbucks is good.
What about your mocha shakes? Arby's.
No, I've never had a shake from Arby's.
Jamocha shake? You never?
No, I've never had a Jamocha shake from Arby's. So what?
I thought you did. You used to be big into Arby's.
I'm still big into Arby's. I fucking love Arby's. But you know why I love Arby's? Roast beef sandwiches.
They got this
and
new...
High C.
They got this new cordon bleu chicken sandwich that's really good.
I eat Arby's all the time. You know what I get at Arby's? Roast beef chicken. not chicken, roast beef. I'm telling you, try the chicken cordon bleu. It's got ham and chicken in this.
Better than Wendy's chicken.
I don't like chicken sandwiches.
Really?
Really.
What, you have a fucking problem?
Yeah. I don't like eating chicken sandwiches. It's not the best. It's always... Dude, the worst part of the chickens are always the part that are put in that chicken sandwich.
They use white meat, so...
I don't know. That might be how they advertise it.
Wouldn't you think that the worst part of the... Like, the cow and shit is put in every other sandwich, too? Pretty much every hamburger is got the garbage parts. What about roast beef? What's that made from? I don't even know the animal.
It's called roast, so it's the ass.
And it's beef, so it's cow.
So it's cow ass. Mystery solved.
You think it's... Okay, now here's a question. You think it's closer to the anus or closer to the end of the cheek type of...
The rump? There's a difference. Well, there's rump roast, which would be the rump.
What if the roast beef you're eating just happens to be the shaved off the fucking... You know the... What an asshole ring, you know, that they bleach it and pour it. It's like the asshole ring. You're just getting the shaved side of the asshole in the inside.
All right. Hey, sign me up for more.
In the crack, I mean.
Cause sign me up for more because I like the way that sandwich tastes. It's a good fucking... It doesn't make a difference. I've eaten it. I like it.
So then what's the problem with the chicken?
Chicken, you can get salmonella. If they don't cook it right, there's a lot more bacteria and diseases in chicken than there are in cow.
What about
cow? No.
You can just fucking eat ground beef before you cook it and not get sick. If you do that with chicken, you're gonna die.
Okay, fine then. I'll eat raw chicken. You're eating raw beef, and we'll see who fucking gets sick and dies. Because we're gonna do it on a webcam thing.
Probably both, you fucking
idiot. I'm not gonna do that.
You both end up in the hospital dead. Well, he ate raw chicken.
Dude, you can totally eat raw beef as long as it's already been grounded and shit.
I dare you to do it.
You've never eaten a fucking burger that was like red in the middle.
Yeah, but that's.
I've never continued eating a burger once I found out.
They finish it to a certain degree, and they just don't put it on.
No, I'm very, very fucking picky about my meat being really burnt. Cause I
never had a fucking steak that was still bloody.
He doesn't eat steak, right?
I eat steak burnt to a crisp with ketchup on it because that's the only way it tastes good to me.
With ketchup?
Yes.
I would eat it raw before I eat it with ketchup.
Yeah, I don't eat the battery acid people call fucking steak sauce.
I like A1. I put it on everything.
Yeah, me too. I started that fad.
I put on toast and ketchup. Fucking there you go with a mozzarella cheese.
So why don't you just fucking go a step further and you get a fucking steak sub?
Because someone cooked me a steak and I have to make it edible, if you will.
No, he doesn't put the low quality steaks on the bun. He puts even the higher ups.
It's ridiculous.
Because I don't see a difference between low quality shit meat and high quality good meat because it's really no difference.
It tastes about 20% better.
It's like fucking people who drink expensive wine. Like if you gave them a cheap wine and expensive wine, they wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
I think some people could tell the difference.
Well, that the fucking
wine taster,
Paul Giamatti and Sideways, maybe.
I'm gonna buy that movie soon. As soon as I can cash my check, it's
VHS tape.
It's $4 on DVD at Walmart, so I'm gonna purchase that.
It is a good movie. That's
Dollar General has awesome DVDs for $3 now. They have better quality DVDs than Big Lots now.
They used to have really shitty fucking.
Now they have a Texas Chainsaw Massacre: The Beginning, $3.
What about Best Version?
Yeah. I found someone else who agreed with that.
What about Lawnmower Man? You think they have those?
You'll probably
those
find,
movies
you'll
are
find
ass,
that
but
at Big Lots.
I like them.
You'll find those at Big Lots or Ollie's.
I don't have an Ollie's or
did you get up to the exchange yet?
No! I fucking need to go there. I was in Monroeville three times last week and I can't fucking
find
it.
You know where the bowling alley is?
It's no!
Bowling.
It's I don't know where the bowling alley is.
It's near the Big Lots.
It's near the Big Lots.
Yeah.
I know where the Big Lots is.
It's right fucking beside it. It touches it.
Really?
Yes.
I don't see any fucking signs or anything.
It has a sign that's on the light up board.
Alright, so now I know it. I'm going to go there next time. Because I was actually planning.
I was planning on going
to that Big Lots to see what DVDs they have.
There's Big Lots, there's a bowling alley thing, and then there's the exchange place. I don't know how good it is this year. If maybe the store is declined in quality over the year.
They still sell Sega games, and they sell Segas.
That's cool.
I want you to know something, Jason. You see, when we're not talking, watch. This line is like this. So that means that basically people can't hear you talk when you're talking back there. So there's going to be a lot of conversation with us talking to no one. You see what I'm saying?
I'm normalized.
You're disruptive and very arrogant.
Yeah. Like, you never wanted to be on the radio show before. Every time we even tried to do a three thing, you're always like, fuck this.
Now, if you want to do a set up some kind of three-way type of thing, radio show thing, we can maybe adjust it, but
we'd be obliged.
You can't jump in the middle, and you pretty much ruin the format of this program. You really have. This has been a really bad radio show, I think. After the first hour and a half or so, then when you started jumping in and ruining what we had going, we had a flow, and things were flowing, and you just ruined it. But you're the one that has to put it up on the internet anyway, so I'm not going to keep talking.
It's cool, I like it. I like Jason's opinion on many things.
It's always shitty.
It's not always shitty. I like Jason's opinion.
He feels cut down right now.
You should be making fun of him. You should fucking say something back.
I was pretty much half joking.
Yeah. It's like, wait there, he was fucking informing me about the exchange, and you fucking go off on him? It was very rude and impolite. You said fucking bowling alley, Big Lots, pretty much there, and then you're like, fuck you, dude. I don't care if the fucking... Hey, guess what, listeners? Fuck you, I want to know where the exchange is, and if he's going to tell me where it's at, you're not going to tell me, so fuck you.
Near the Big Lots.
Yeah, okay.
And, there's like a Quiznos near there, too.
I know where the Quiznos is. Okay, I have the general idea.
It has a sign.
It does not have a fucking sign.
It's kind of small and in a corner.
See, when I pictured the exchange, I kind of pictured, like, the Quicker Mart.
It's pretty small and has a lot of posters.
Or, like, the Quicker Stop, whatever that thing's called in Clerks Uncensored. That's what I pictured the exchange looking as, like a giant-ass Big D exchange sign. Maybe that's why I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
So I'm looking for a huge-ass building with, like, many stories.
You're not getting that there. Well, that would be cool.
A whole bunch of shit. Yeah. Like, a whole bunch of glass display cases filled with shit.
You know, in Japan, they have these big porn stores like that with, like, a bunch of levels and, like, whatever your flavor is. They have all these different sections and stuff.
I seen a guy masturbating in one of those.
No, he didn't.
Shut
up. You were the guy.
I'm not an
Asian. I saw a guy... I forgot about this story. There's a guy masturbating in the library while I was on the computer. It's pretty fucked up. I'll save it for the next time, though.
Why?
Because it's at the tail end of the show. Why save a good story for the tail end? It's like if Andrew started ranting about the mushroom mines right now. That's like the content of the program.
We're out of shit to talk about.
This has been... Leechburg Radio.
Yeah, really. I don't have a stick up my... I like to, you know, I like to sum everything up at the end. In case people skip through it. I don't have a stick up my ass. I hate you, you're a bitch. Don't talk to me ever again. Fucking, I'm quitting the Mushroom Hunts because it fucking sucks. Take the remote from me again. I'll kill you, old man. And I think that about wraps it up
blah,
for
blah,
me.
Blah, the Messiah. Blah, blah, blah. Economy going down. Not really. I hate fucking...
Gross porn is cool, not gross.
Grudge people.
That's cool. We'll just end it there. Let's have, like, a really shitty ending. Like, we never do that. We always try and sum shit up, and I don't think anyone cares. Let's just sit here and just do this for 3 minutes. It's fucking...
We can just end it now, because I'm thinking at the end of the show now we should have, like, the... You know how when the show starts, it goes the dun-dun-dun-dun? It should have the... Dun 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 at the end of the radio show. Maybe a dan 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 and go into the song a little bit and then.
Yeah, that's actually a fucking cool idea. I approve.
It's been a leap of time. I could do the 1 minute intro.
So the dun 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 after.
Wait, I have a 1 minute intro. If you can fill it out for another minute, I
can
just.
See, you're doing it again where they can't hear what you're talking about and it kind of just like the awkward fucking silence.
They need you, that's technical.
Okay, play us out, Mr. Producer.